The Lord is lifting us up, heart dwellers. He intends for us to advance in the kingdom, not only in virtues, but also in talents and fruit. If we slack off now and fall into self-pity, we're depriving ourselves and the lost souls of joy and salvation. He began, "Do not concern yourself with the opinions of others who don't want to hear what I have to say. Rather, continue to be loyal to me, Claire. In time, every last thing I have said to you will come about. In the meantime, pick up the mission entrusted to you and move forward." And on that note, he brought up some things that he wants me to do, and they're exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. I know that it's going to bear fruit because it's what he wants. He started to address all of the heart dwellers at that point. "My children, I cannot help it if you're disappointed that I have once again delayed my coming for my bride. I'm only answering your petitions and the cries of so many souls who are hanging over the abyss, not knowing their right hand from their left, and crying out to me. As persecution and trials erupt in different countries, more and more souls come to me and are saved. It's really unsettling to the forces of evil. They're driving souls right into my arms. You who live in freedom at this time are given the assignment to pray for those around the world who are oppressed and deeply confused about who I am. This includes especially the Muslim nations. Seeing ISIS at work has thrown many into the worst confusion, being forced to witness atrocities and these things being called good in the name of God. This is why we must work while we have the light. In this country, you have been extended mercy. Use that mercy to minister to others who are totally lost. Do not waste any time building a lifestyle for yourselves. Use that time to build up my kingdom in every possible way, especially intercessory prayer for the world. You who pray are at the hub of the wheel. My spirit ministers around the outside in the rim of the wheel and at the spokes. My arm is tremendously long and powerful, and you have the power to move it with your prayers. Even your sighs are strong intentions, carried by the angels to the throne of my Father in heaven. It is not necessary to say long and verbose prayers. Your heart cry comes before us with the greatest volume. Each heart cry you have when you see injustice and suffering and the lost is caught by the angels, even as a shining gem of love and offered in the courts of heaven. Do not allow the devils to put you under condemnation because you don't pray as other people pray. Remember what I said about the Pharisees widening their robes and tassels and standing in public, making numerous petitions for all to see. Unless their hearts are in their prayers, they are all but useless to me. On the other hand, were you to catch a glance of someone suffering and you recoiled in pain with the intention, 'Oh my God, mercy,' this is heard loud and clear and is very, very effective as a prayer. There is tremendous opportunity right now to move heaven and earth. There's tremendous potential to overturn the evil institutions of this earth with prayer and solidarity with what is righteous and good. There is tremendous power to prevent wars and natural disasters with your heartfelt prayers. And in the meantime, as you wait for the word of my return for you, I will make you a light to the nations and increase your personal prayer life until you're standing beneath waterfalls of graces. Do not give in to discouragement. Gird up your loins. Exercise your gifts and do not slack off on your prayers. I am visiting you all with new graces, and many of you with promotions for your faithfulness to pray and offer sacrifices. Step into this new anointing and use it for my glory. Be the faithful servant who invested his 5 talents and brought forth another 5. I love you dearly. I will not abandon you to boredom, inactivity, or waiting. Rather, I am stirring into flame new opportunities and gifts while we finish this last leg of the journey together, bringing in a greater and greater harvest, as well as leaving behind plentiful teachings, music, and holy art to inspire the left behind and my people Israel. And that was the end of the message. And just as a note, Heart Dwellers, Ezekiel and Carol and many others of you have been in travailing prayer today. The Lord is going through suffering that is beyond us to understand. It is so very painful. There's something going on in the world today that has broken his heart, and he's allowing these souls, and I'm sure many others, to share in his grief. And it's a great comfort to him when he's going through this, just to be by his side, to sweep all the busy work aside and just be there and be company and comfort for him. Of course, I wanted to know what it was all about, but I was told that the situation is far too complicated to explain right now, but it has something to do with God's wife, which would be Israel abandoning him. As it's written in Scripture, "For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name." That's in Isaiah 54:5. So I just want to encourage you, Heart Dwellers, the Lord is giving new opportunities and new anointings. Please be on the lookout for those, and don't let any lying spirits discourage you or cause you to get into self-pity. Rather, rise up and take advantage of this time. There's some wonderful opportunities to turn evil upside down. The Lord bless you.